Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 227.
Oh, is that how you say it? I thought you guys did the 227.
227. That'll come up on the screen.
Yes. Or you can say 227, whatever.
227. Cool. 227 weeks of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pigging each other about. Rick's not here.
I am not Canadian. I not have hair. And I don't like wearing hats. And I'm not an IT pro. But I am cool.
Yes. So. Cool enough for Ping.
Cool enough for
to say that's the secret. Like, no one asks him about his hair because the hat is always there.
Oh, he has a whole set of hair under there.
Right.
Yeah. I shouldn't have mentioned. I shouldn't have said anything. Oh my God, he's gonna find me and hunt me down.
Find you in Barcelona, which I believe is where Rick is.
Yes.
Where everyone will be. Everyone who's cool that is not me. The next week for Tech Ed Europe.
Yes.
Over in Barcelona.
Barcelona. So,
tune in to Channel 9, actually it'll be this week when this airs.
Oh, yes, yes.
To see all the glory of TechEd out in Europe.
We're streaming October 28th and October 29th.
Awesome.
So tune in then.
Very cool.
I'm flying out tomorrow,
which
is why I'm stuck here shooting the show with you.
Stuck
no one else is here.
Stuck here, I thought it was because you're cool. We'll go with whatever. We had a few comments on the blog, on the show last week. Asked you.
I didn't know the question. I didn't watch it. I recorded it, but I didn't watch
it. You didn't watch the end. We asked, what new technology would you like integrated into cars today? So we talked about the Tesla, the D, right?
Yeah.
And how they have a bunch of new things like signaling mover lanes and the dual engines, so work both motors.
Nice.
Pierkov says, I'd like Cortana. That was simple. Be able to talk to your car.
Oh, yeah. How is that not even implemented nowadays?
See?
What is that? That should already be, there should be a button and you just talk to your car.
Some of them have it, like you have kind of like OnStar,
oh, really?
Things like
oh,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, it seems like an obvious thing. I think part of it is that cars can't really be on the bleeding edge of technology because it needs years to make sure they're safe. So it takes a little
yes,
lag time
that's
there.
True. Don't take any risks with building the
that,
car.
That'd be a safe bet. I'm not updating now, thank you. John Vizio MVP says, so they're releasing Halo November 11th. I guess someone did not remember.
I got the same update.
I'm assuming you're referring to the 5th of November, which is my sister's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, or early. TGR says, flying cars are a riot.
I like that.
At this point, I'm assuming that cars are going to be obsolete before we get flying cars.
Cars will be obsolete before.
Yeah, we won't be using cars. We'll be using something else,
like a hoverboard.
We can talk about that actually. I know there's a new hoverboard, but I don't know, or like Elon Musk's Hyperloop.
Oh yes, yes.
Something like that. I guess that's mass transit, but
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like
I would rather not drive. Like I love driving, but I'd much rather just sit somewhere and be taken. I don't take the bus because it's a little too slow for me.
So imagine if you were mass transit
exactly.
that could
fast.
Do short distances
yes.
and fast. You could do whatever you want. You had privacy.
Yeah, I fly a lot, but I don't even like. I don't like flying.
It's faster.
I don't like going through security check. I just hate the whole thing. I hate sitting in an airport. I would much rather sit on a train that's really, really, really fast.
So enjoy your flight tomorrow.
Yes. It's from here to London, that's 9 hours, and London to Barcelona, another 3 to 4 hours. Got a couple layovers. Oh, it's gonna be so much fun.
You, like it's like 8 or 9 hours time difference. So it's like 24 hours.
Don't remind me.
Enjoy that. On the way back though, it's time
back,
travel.
Yes, exactly. I love that.
Awesome. Well, let's time travel into this episode. For those of you that have an Xbox One, you know the one of the cool features is its integration with television. It gives you its own little guide that lets you combine digital content and apps along with your normal cable-provided content.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I like the fact that I can say, connect, or I say Xbox, volume down.
Yes.
I don't have to look for my remote.
Or go to Comedy Central
yes,
or whatever
yes.
and just goes, because I don't remember TV channels. Lived
exactly.
in too many places.
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't
yeah,
know.
I
Radio
still remember,
stations is still something I'm trying
right.
to, but.
I still remember like back in New Jersey, I can tell you like 2, 4, 5,
yeah.
all those, but here, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I just have my guides, my favorites, and this. Well, Microsoft is now launching the Xbox One digital TV tuner in Europe. And what this article states is that apparently there's still a lot of coax cable attachments for cable in Europe. I am not fully aware, but I'll take the article as word.
I lived in Barcelona for 6 months when I was studying abroad. But I never touched the TV.
You're actually going out and
so
studying.
I wouldn't know
you were studying.
I was studying. Yes, exactly.
Well, old school coax cables are still commonplace. The Xbox One Digital TV Tuner is a USB peripheral that turns coax outputs into something the console can understand.
That's really cool.
It's just a small adapter selling for £25 in the UK and €30 in France, Germany, Italy, and Spain. And once set up, it connects all that stuff we were just talking about so that you can enjoy the same features on your television in Europe. So, same thing, you get the voice control via Kinect, you get OneGuide integration, and all that fun stuff.
Really cool.
It's already time to get new updates if you're on the preview program for Xbox One, the November updates, even though we're still October. That's why it's preview.
Yeah.
Are rolling out to people now. They are actually fairly expansive. I have a set here of smart glass updates. So smart glass is that experience you have on your second screen, we like to say. So either your tablet or your phone. There are store improvements. You can now see your friend's game activity. You can see your games with gold and deals with gold in smart glass. You can now also, the store, I'm sorry, the store has had a couple improvements as well. Navigation, they moved around, playing with ways to kind of sort through that a little easier.
Very cool. Things I'm interested in is you can now pick custom backgrounds.
Yes.
So I like that. It's really cool. I don't know. You can't like upload a picture though.
I'm not sure exactly how it works.
I saw the video with Major Nelson talking about it. I think you can take like, they give you some options of games and
okay.
you have to like unlock them and stuff like that. But another cool part was the tweet about your favorite game clips. So when I'm playing Xbox One, it's always like, I'm always playing and I'm like, oh, record that clip. And I have all these video files and I have no way of like, spreading them anywhere that I'd want to spread. So a cool one is tweet. You can tweet about it now. I'd like to see them Facebook share that.
Would be cool. You can, if you go into Upload Studio, I think you can share them out to OneDrive. I thought you can share them to YouTube, but
too
I don't remember.
Too much to go from there to there.
Yeah,
to there.
It's a
this
bunch
is
of
now you just tweet it, and it's super cool. So you're going to see my Twitter feed full of my horrible moves. Well, I think I'm so cool and I'm gaming. I'm probably...
What games are we going to be seeing you play?
I like the Dead Rising 3.
All right.
I'm a zombie.
Zombie killer?
Yeah.
In time for Halloween.
Exactly. So I like that. What else do I have? Rise was good.
Rise was a lot of fun.
I got a lot of clips of that I got to pull off and upload to
Twitter. I just went through Shadow of Mordor. You heard me talk about it a week or two ago. I beat it.
You beat it all?
I beat it. It was really good.
Nice.
But some of the other things is IE, same thing, trying to lessen the button presses you need to hit. You can now snap IE straight from the address bar.
I love snap.
So you can just type in a URL real quick and get it out of the way. And then the preview program itself is getting gamification, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see stats and leaderboards on like all the different scenarios you've tried and how good of a beta user you are being. So
cool.
If you are not part of the preview program, there's a link in the article to get on there. If you are interested in getting all that stuff weeks before and helping us with feedback, if you're not, you can just wait till November and you get these updates anyway.
Yeah. So besides games, let's move on from that subject. We've been talking about gaming a lot lately. There's also a Photomath app that came out on Windows Phone, and as Rick always likes to call it, the fruit products.
The fruit phone.
And then it will come out on the, what's the other one?
The robot operating system
later on. But for now, it's just on the fruit phone and the Windows Phone. And this thing's pretty cool. You point the phone at a math equation, and it solves it for you. And it also has you step-by-step on how they did it. I don't know how far. I think it's just algebra. I don't think it does, like, calculus.
Yeah, it didn't go in depth in here.
Cosines and tangents.
I don't think. Maybe.
I saw the examples. I didn't see anything for that. But
I want to see geometry. I want to point it at, like, a triangle and be like, what is angles? Because I want to do the math.
Yeah. I don't know. It's sad that it makes you think that people are getting lazier. But I needed this when I was in school. There was always, like, I was like, how do I do this step-by-step instead of going to the back of the book?
And just seeing the answer, right?
Yeah, and just seeing the answer. I'd like to see the step-by-step part, which I think is really valuable.
I think the tech is really cool that we're getting to the point where you could just point a camera at something and it can read it, translate into something the computer understands, and do the math and display it to you all at once. It's like, that's just a really cool kind of facet.
Oh, I love that concept. There's also that whole, you point it and it translates it for you.
Yep, Microsoft Translator, Bing Translator does that. Some really cool tech with that.
I just want to point the camera at your face. Like, tell me all about Mark.
It's going to come up like my Facebook profile and like a list of things. It's like, go away.
Yes.
Just like, stay away from this person. Likes orange. Well, now, so you're not a big first-person shooter person, are you?
Thank you for knowing that. I really don't like, I mean, I like zombie games, and I like Rise, I like knives and swords, and Assassin's Creed and stuff, but I don't like first-person shooters. I don't know why.
Well, one shooter that has had some pretty long legs on the Xbox is Titanfall, one of our big titles we had early on in the console, and it is still going strong. In fact, title update 8 is coming out, and it includes an entirely new game mode called Frontier Defense. Now, Frontier Defense, if you're familiar with Gears of War Horde mode, it is a co-op game where you and up to three of your friends fight in a continuing onslaught of waves of enemies coming at you.
Maybe that's why I don't like it. I get a little anxiety. Waves of enemies
And the one of the things about this kind of game mode is it's nice because it's co-op, but the end is almost always you dying. Like, it keeps getting harder until you just can't do it
and
anymore.
Then your friends make fun of you, and you're making us lose.
And then the leaderboards. Yeah, it's always, it does turn into sometimes the, like, come and save me, why didn't you save me? I was busy sniping over here.
I was busy running against the wall
camping.
And hiding. And
well, this has gone out live already. Came out on the 23rd of October. You will face sniper specters, cloak drones, suicide specters, nuclear titans, mortar titans, all sorts of crazy stuff in your continuous waves against you in Frontier Defense. It is coming out on all of the original map packs and the original maps and all three map packs. There is also a new map called Deadly Ground. Now,
explain this Deadly Ground to
me. It's very clever. One of the features in Titanfall is that you had like a jetpack and you can wall run, so you can jump and run on the walls.
Yeah.
So in Deadly Ground, the ground is deadly.
So you're always using
the jetpack. So you are very encouraged to always be bouncing off the walls and off of buildings.
Deadly Ground.
Because there's this electrical fog on the ground. In all of these, you now can get map ranks, map stars, and there's leaderboards, and all those stars get added to the primary game modes of each map. And so there are 504 stars to earn, and they're persistent across all of the different gameplay types. So a bunch of new stuff coming out in this newest update. If you have Titanfall, go and grab that. It is available now. We're on a games binge here, so let's close out.
I know! You can't have two young people talk about what Microsoft is pinging each other. We're just going to talk about games.
Well, last week was like Tesla and all sorts of other like tech stuff. I've been real busy recently, so I'm looking forward to November of the Games.
And
I've
binging out on a whole bunch of games,
Well, what just got released now is the gameplay trailer for Sunset Overdrive, another one of those Xbox One games that we've been talking about for a little while.
An exclusive Xbox One game. I love that word.
It is. And it is over the top. It is in a sea of all these like super realistic, you know, one-shot kills, army, military-based games. This is a like future where energy drinks have turned people into mutants and they blow up into beautiful colors and you are...
It reminds me of like a little bit of a skateboard video game and like Subway Surfer and it's just like colorful and crazy.
It's the like visual treat to your kind of bland and like washed out
first person shooter.
So maybe this is one that'll get you into
is totally my type of game. I love this kind of stuff. This is great.
Just go around. Yeah, Dead Rising is very similar where it doesn't take itself seriously.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like.
Well, the gameplay trailer shows off the open world with no rules is how they say it. So jumping off of buildings, running along walls, you can grind on power lines.
Love grinding. I love on the skateboard
games. Like Tony Hawk and just going around and having fun in the environment.
Yeah, it's cool.
You can pre-order it on digitally. You can pre-order it at the Microsoft Store and get a $10 in-store gift card.
Ooh.
You can pre-order it on Amazon, and that'll give you codes for the Hottie Shoddy Gun and the Wasteland character outfit.
Who doesn't want the Wasteland character outfit?
Oh, the Hottie Shoddy. The Day One Edition also includes the Hardcore Hammer, Nothing But the Hits Gun, and the It's Me Fizzy outfit.
I love this world already. I want to live in it now.
It sounds like so much fun. Again, like just the go and the joy of
it. It comes out October 30th.
This week, this Friday, I believe.
Let me double check.
Friday's Halloween.
Thursday.
Yes. So Thursday, pick it up digitally at the Microsoft Store, on Amazon, or at your friendly retailer. Thanks for watching Bing episode 227. That is 227 in the can.
Yep. Do you want me to juggle for you? Did I distract
juggle? You? I'm sorry, I didn't know. Oh, you can juggle.
I can juggle.
Rick always sits here at the beginning of the close. Everybody goes, I wish I could juggle.
Yes.
So now you're just gonna completely make him jealous.
I learned it in PE, sixth grade.
Really?
Yeah. That's what we did. We started with scarves and we progressed.
Nice, nice.
Now it's on to nine guys.
Well, thanks for that tidbit. The things you learn on Ping, Ping 227 in the can. Well, you can continue the conversation with us all week on Twitter. Anyone grab that sign?
Oh, yes.
On hashtag Ping Show.
Hashtag Ping Show.
You can
Is there usually the lower third here with the Ping Show?
I guess it's up to you.
I'm not editing.
Oh.
I'm catching a flight tomorrow to Barcelona.
You can follow us individually at Mark DeFalco.
At GoldenLaws89.
You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThePingShow.
I get all those notifications.
Do you?
You guys made me admin, and I just get all of them.
Because we got new likes this week.
Yeah, I saw it all. Yeah.
We know. We follow.
Yeah,
I try to post on there. Let us know if you like to post, if we'd like us to post more often on there or Twitter, wherever you feel. You can also comment below.
And if you do want a nine guy, you have to send us a postcard.
Send us a postcard to Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building 20. Building 20 is the important one there.
Yep.
1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
Good job.
You can comment below on the post there. We'll prompt you. We talked a lot about games today. We did. So what game are you looking forward to, either this coming month or for the holiday season, or even long term, what are you looking forward to? We want to know.
Cool.
That's it.
That's
it. We will see you next week in Barcelona.
Yeah. Yes, you will. Rick will shoot that episode.
Rick and
probably Joey.
Rick and probably Joey will be there.
Tune in to Channel 9 Live, October 20th to 29th.
For Tech Ed Europe, all day those 2 days.
Yeah.
Very cool. See you next week.